Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Grant. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Hargrave moves to third. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is walked intentionally. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Lynn scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Wingo reaches second base with a double. Tavener goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Indians. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Holloway covering, for the out. Two outs. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lind fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Tavner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tavner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan who is chasing the ball. Tavner reaches third base with a triple. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavner scores. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Holloway bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Wingo moves to third. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney strikes out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 3 in the game. Warner strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns scores. Summa moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summa scores. It's 4-2, Indians. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Tavener hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa, who is chasing the ball. Tavener reaches third base with a triple. Heilman goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Tigers, 4. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wingo is walked intentionally. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 2 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Tavener scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 4 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner juggles the ball. That's an error on Warner. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lind moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lind tags and moves to third. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 4 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague pinch runs for Lou Fonseca. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montague scores. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. George Uhel pinch hits for George Grant. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Gerken pinch runs for George Uhel. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Tavner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Ed Montague now playing third base. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 3 for 3 in the game, with a double, two triples, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tavner hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lind moves to third. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns is walked intentionally. Sewell moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-5 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-5 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive towards short. Tavner catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-5 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Geringer hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague juggles the ball. That's an error on Montague. Rice moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, two triples, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Burns is walked intentionally. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Burns moves to third. Summa moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to home to get Burns. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus pinch hits for Bill Sweeney. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.